Welcome to the Outcomes Rocket Podcast,
where we inspire collaborative thinking, improved outcomes, and business success with today's most successful and inspiring healthcare leaders and influencers.
And now your host,
Saul Marquez.
Welcome back to the podcast. Saul Marquez here, and today I have the privilege of hosting Nathan Spoden. He's the co-founder and chief operating officer at MedPilot. He has overseen building out MedPilot's operations, product, and business strategy. Prior to MedPilot, Nathan established his career working for a boutique consulting firm focused on restructuring distressed healthcare entities. He then spent time as the lead of product for a practice management system built for the ambulatory surgery center space. His last role before starting MedPilot involved working for Accenture in their revenue cycle management division, leading strategy and management consulting projects for some of the nation's top health systems. Through his experience, Nathan developed an expertise in revenue cycle management, operations, technology implementation, and product management. And that's why we're going to take a deep dive into how they're transforming patient financial engagement and making it simpler, but also helping improve the account receivable and revenue cycle for healthcare providers. So such a privilege to have you on the podcast today, Nate. Thanks for joining.
Yeah, thank you. And I appreciate the introduction and appreciate being here today.
Yeah, for sure. So the trail of your career is sort of like so clear. And everybody always says, you know, everything's so clear in hindsight, you know? And so I love the richness of your career and how it led you to what it did. But what inspires you to work in healthcare?
Yeah, I really appreciate that. Absolutely. And I think just the experiences in my career have sort of led me to where I am today and have sort of given me this mentality that I have. But what I feel is, you know, through the learnings that healthcare is just really behind the times from a technology perspective. I think a lot of people don't realize that, but there's also just a lot of waste in the industry. And so through my career, as I've helped these healthcare providers solve for these problems, I've really just developed a passion for wanting to be part of like just a broader change in the industry. And obviously technology is one of the most realistic ways to create that impact or an impact, but not only to help improve the operations of healthcare providers, but to also, you know, help improve that patient experience, which is just a really hot topic. And on top of it being a hot topic, healthcare is really delicate. It's a delicate topic for a lot of people that have to deal with it. And, you know, just when you have to deal with the industry and dealing with the experience of going to see a healthcare provider and dealing with day-to-day healthcare problems, just improving the overall experience for that is something that just inspires me on a daily basis.
I love it. Yep. It's such a great place to tackle those things that keep us going. And so today, MedPilot, you know, it'd be great to learn a little bit more about it. So let us know what makes what you guys do different and how are you adding value to the healthcare ecosystem?
Yeah, that's a great question. And really what it comes down to is we help healthcare providers and medical billing companies alike just reduce unnecessary cost and increase operational efficiency in the patient billing process. So, you know, like you mentioned, you know, main feature is just reducing the overall receivables. But with that, you know, we're also just helping create a better financial experience that's leading to increased payments for these providers, and then also just great patient satisfaction throughout the process. So that in turn is going to lead to both repeat customers and increased cash flow for, you know, the providers that we do business with. But with that, it's really the artificial intelligence in our product and our technology in and of itself that differentiates us in the market. Our AI is sort of unique in that it tracks a patient's behavior to determine the best time, form, and tone of communication to use to get that patient to either pay their bill or reengage us. And I think as many people have experienced, people aren't just going to pay. You know, there's always a question or a dispute. People have a hard time understanding their bills. So that's really where our technology comes into play and our workflow tool to deal with these one-off issues or concerns or questions that patients have. So whether it be someone providing secondary insurance or requesting a refund or an itemized bill or disputing a bill for, you know, coding related reasons, regardless of what it is, our workflow tool helps automate a lot of the manual processes that it takes to deal with those issues for one. And then our CRM in and of itself and the communication tool that we've built, CRM being our customer relationship management platform, just gives providers this end-to-end solution to manage the entire patient billing process versus just a small piece of it, which is what a lot of our competitors do in the market. There's one-off CRM tools out there that try to slap healthcare next to their name and try to play in the space, but the solution isn't designed for healthcare. You know, it's not going to be functional. And then again, there's even engagement vendors that focus on the financial side, but just solving for one piece of it and trying to get people to pay, that's only a portion and really a small portion of the overall process that you have to manage. So that all coupled together and the end-to-end technology and service that we offer really helps differentiate us and really actually solve for the problem that's out there.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So the AI will help you frame these follow-ups with patients.
Correct. And it's really getting smarter over time. So ultimately automatically building your preferences and understanding, you know, the best time to engage you and you know, the ways that you're used to being engaged, right? So if you prefer text messaging and you're more likely to answer a text message, that's how we want to communicate with you because we're reducing costs for the provider and sending paper statements, which are 65 to 70 cents a pop, where a text message is a fraction of a cent. So, you know, that goes back to the point of creating operational efficiency and reducing unnecessary waste, where we really live in a digital world today. And I think healthcare providers are just starting to realize they have to figure out how they engage people differently and more effectively, not only on the financial side, but just also on the clinical side as well.
Yeah, that's interesting. So let's dive into this a little bit further, Nate. We've got a variety of different patients. You got patients with insurance that are in network, patients with insurance that are out of network. And then you have patients that don't have insurance. Tell us how this works and how, what are the typical scenarios that people struggle with and how you guys are filling in the gaps?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I think it's a great question because a lot of people don't realize, you know, they think that you have insurance and there's not always a patient responsibility, but in many cases there is. And in some cases it's not just due to the fact that there's patient liability, but it could be that something was billed incorrectly. So we really deal with a lot of one-off issues, but ultimately we're going to treat someone who's a true self-pay patient and doesn't have insurance different than, you know, someone who has insurance where there could be issues or there might be a question that arises from them reviewing their bill or, you know, us diving into a conversation with them. But ultimately, what we're ultimately, you know, providing is just a better solution overall that's going to give them a means of not only communicating better with us, but also just dealing with those one-off issues. So, for example, whether it's them providing secondary insurance because only their primary was billed, or maybe the primary that was billed wasn't the correct primary because the, you know, at the point of service, they didn't get that updated information. So we would obtain that, whether that's through someone scanning an insurance card or taking a picture of it and sending it to us, and then us automating the workflow on the back end of getting that back into the practice management system. Or maybe it's just a complaint where we have to work with the billing company to determine if the claim was actually coded correctly, because maybe something was determined patient responsible that shouldn't have been. But then lastly, I think, you know, what a lot of healthcare providers are facing and a lot of reason why patients are more and more involved now than ever is the fact that ultimately there's the high deductible health plans that exist today are much higher than ever before. So 2020 is probably going to be the biggest year for patient responsibility, meaning patients are now one of the largest, if not the largest payer in a healthcare provider's payer mix. So that's why all these issues that providers are having to deal with is stemming to more inbound communication, more questions, more concerns. And that's where our tools from a communication perspective and our workflow offering help alleviate a lot of those issues.
Yeah, that's interesting. Issues with the insurance, maybe not taken well up front, incorrect coding. I mean, there's a lot of different things that can happen. And so who's doing this? You guys have a team that takes these calls or tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So ultimately we offer sort of two solutions. So we have just a software that we sell to healthcare providers to fully automate it. And what that means is they would handle any inbound calls or inbound communication outside of the automated responses that our technology provides. But we also have a full service team. So we offer real business process outsourcing for these healthcare providers because in many cases they can't deal with the influx of inbound communication that comes in. So that's where our team based in Cleveland, Ohio, can actually be that outsourced call center function. And then to support that team, we have a patient billing team that also deals with managing, you know, any disputes that come through, managing sending out those paper statements if a provider still wants to do that, dealing with any ultimate accounts that need to be converted to collections, but really, again, managing the end-to-end process. So to be clear, you know, if we're just giving software, we're just enhancing their operating model. If we're doing a full service offering, we have the ability to send the paper statement, put our phone number on the statement, our online bill pay link, and then do that proactive digital communication that we talked about, the text messages, the phone calls, the emails, and then after the fact, handle any disputes, handle payment posting, handle, you know, working on the account all the way to the point if a healthcare provider wanted to use that debt collector or write it off.
Love it. Very cool. So there's options, right? For people looking to engage, you're able to give them the software or you're able to just completely help them outsource.
Exactly. Exactly.
Love it.
And we've found, cool, you know, yeah. And it's great because these healthcare providers, a lot of times are outsourcing to a medical billing company and medical billing companies, they face the same problem, whether it's them dealing with it internally, or, you know, pushing some of the responsibility back on the client. We're helping support them, whether it's their internal operations or their end client's operation.
Wow. You guys get pretty deep in this.
Yeah, we definitely get our hands dirty.
So tell me a story, man. I mean, like, what's an example of a client that you've been able to help? And tell me the before and after.
Yeah. So we worked with several clients. What's great is, you know, we're really national at this point, and we worked with a multitude of different specialties. You know, we mainly focus on the ambulatory market, but we have physician enterprise clients that are associated with a large health system. And with that, I think one good example would be, you know, we had this 5-location urgent care chain in Connecticut that we really helped just improve their collections, reduce the time that it took them to collect, reduce their costs, just reducing paper statement costs, phone calls, and then, you know, just gaining productivity. And then lastly, just having like great patient satisfaction. So for that client, I think it was roughly like a 17% increase in collections. We reduced the time it took to collect by roughly 46% from their patient population. And then overall satisfaction was at roughly 97% for them. So great patient experience while we're, you know, managing this whole process.
That's awesome, man. So mainly focused on ambulatory. These are oftentimes, I mean, there's large ambulatory chains, but oftentimes there's one or two in an ownership model, and it's harder to get those operational efficiencies. So I can see how you guys are tackling an area that really needs help.
Yeah, agreed. And that's one of the reasons that these healthcare providers, we're seeing a lot of them outsource to medical billing companies, because these medical billing companies are experts. They are, and they have the team that allows them to deliver, you know, quality results better than the average provider can do. So with that, we're sort of in turn the experts around patient billing. We know how to do it the most cost effective. We have the technology to support it. And then we really have the team that backs us up that is the knowledge base behind everything we're doing and ensures that we are delivering success to these clients.
Love it. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So as you guys have been working on the business and working with customers, tell me about one of the biggest setbacks you had and what you learned from that.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of success with clients, but I think one of our biggest setbacks was we landed a pretty big deal when we first launched our company. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with that, you're trying to figure out how to staff and make sure you have the right resources and just get everything in place to go live. So we ramped up pretty quickly and we realized pretty soon that the client wasn't moving as fast as we'd like them to. So you know, had a little more resources than we needed to. And, you know, it all worked itself out at the end. But ultimately, we've just sort of taken a better approach and been a little bit more strategic with regard to onboarding new clients. You know, we're always anticipating someone who's going to go live very quickly and roll out all of their locations or their entire client base to us. But, you know, in reality, we're seeing something happen a little less quickly than that.
Yeah.
And we just have to make sure we're appropriately staffed and not, you know, over anticipating things as we scale.
Yeah, that's challenging, you know. And so I guess it's, is it about asking the right questions rather than assuming in that type of situation? Is it like, hey, all right, great, we're going to do business with you. Tell us the cadence and putting it on contract, or what are your thoughts there? Like, what was your learning and how do you prevent for that mistake again?
Yeah, part of it is just good project management. I think there's a little hesitation with any client base of rolling anything out at scale. And part of it is the internal change management that they have to deal with.
Right.
Part of it is the internal project management that they have to create to sort of own the rollout. But it's really, you know, just being good project managers ourselves and trying to create as much transparency initially as possible. So building out that rollout schedule and trying to define the entire client list or location list that we're going to be rolling out to, establishing realistic timelines, and then just creating like continuous check-ins to where we're following through on our end, but ensuring that also the client is following through on their end. So it's really creating ownership both within, you know, our organization internally and within our clients.
Love it. Great learning and a great way to frame it for the listeners, just thinking through many who are starting their own business in healthcare, many who are already deep into it or starting a new line, something to think about there. Appreciate you sharing that, Nate. So what Absolutely. Are you most excited about today?
We've just built a really great foundation for our company. And I think that in and of itself, but with that, you know, we've created some really great partners, both healthcare providers and medical billing companies alike. Our team internally, we've just got a great structure in place to really scale off of. So, you know, whether it be our call center team or our patient billing team, our operations team or our sales team, you know, our development team, everyone is really at the core of our business, like driving success in a different way. And then lastly, I would just say like our growth, we've seen great growth over the last 2 years and we're expecting continued growth into 2020. And with the partnerships we've already signed, rolling out with them, but also, you know, several new billing companies and healthcare clients that are continuing their expansion going into the new year. And yeah, it's been great, but I think we're just ready to capitalize on this foundation that we put in place and we're excited for where we are.
That's awesome, man. Well, congratulations on the work that you guys have done and continue to do. It's about the patient experience. More and more of those dollars are being paid by consumers, as Nathan shared. We all have a bigger burden and making sure that there's clarity in the process is going to ensure success overall. So love the work that Nathan and his team are doing. If you guys want to check them out, they're at medpilot.com. They got some pretty cool stuff going on. Great solutions. So what I want to do now is ask what your favorite book is.
It's a tough question. I think one of the ones that I've read that was pretty inspirational and just one that I continue to go back to is just, you know, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. It's just a book that it's almost like a guide to life in some respect and just good to dive back into every so often and keep getting inspired from.
Love it. Yeah, that's a classic, man. That's a classic. Folks, if you haven't read that one, it's a really good one. I definitely would recommend it too. It's the basics of just treating people, right, Nate? I mean, that's kind of like what it boils down to.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And definitely helps in business. I think everyone has their own skills. And I think to the point of reading and just continuing to expand your knowledge base and growing as a person, I think that it's a great reference point. But also something that's important to do in business is just to find what skills you know you're good at. And, you know, whether you're bringing on the team to support those skills that you're not, or just continuing to expand your own personal knowledge to help continue to build yourself is so important.
Love it. So there you have it, folks. How to Win Friends and Influence People. For the entire transcript and show notes, you know where to go. Just go to outcomesrocket.health and in the search bar, type in MedPilot and you'll see my interview with Nate and all the details there. So Nate, leave us with the closing thought and the best place where the listeners can get in touch with you if they have questions or they want to explore the solution further.
Yeah, I think for us, it's really, you know, a lot of patients deal with these problems daily. And I would say just don't be afraid to speak up. You know, we're all patients at one point or another. And, you know, if you're dealing with problems with your healthcare provider, sometimes the provider just doesn't know there's solutions like us out there. So don't be afraid to represent us to them. And, you know, you can find us at medpilot.com or direct them there. And we appreciate it.
Love it, Nate. Hey, appreciate you guys sharing your insights and definitely wishing you guys the best. Looking forward to staying in touch.
Thank you, sir. Really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for having me today.
Thanks for listening to the Outcomes Rocket podcast.
Be sure to visit us on the web at www.outcomesrocket.com for the show notes, resources, inspiration, and so much more.